Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a special commentary edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And our resident kaiju professor, Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, Kruger, what are we watching tonight?
Well, tonight we are watching the original 1963 King Kong versus Godzilla in honor of the new Godzilla versus Kong movie coming out at the end of the month. So the description on this movie, if you don't fucking already know, is Eric Carter, a reporter of the United Nations, reports on a submarine which collides with an iceberg and frees Godzilla. The news of this soon leads to Mr. Taco, the chairman of a pharmaceutical company, to seek a monster out of his own to generate publicity. He sends out an expedition to Faroe Island, where they discover the god of the island in the form of King Kong. The giant ape is captured and returned to Japan, upon which it escapes and heads off into a collision course straight towards Godzilla. The two rivals soon clash in a giant cinematic battle.
Nice.
All right. Well, before we get into it, we'll just explain real quick. There's two versions on Blu-ray or DVD. Well, and there's DVD too. So if you want to watch along with this, you can use your Universal DVD, your Universal Blu-ray, and if you're following along with the Criterion set, you're going to use disc two with the American cut, and you will play it until you see the Criterion logo, and after the Criterion logo, you will pause it at the black screen, which is at, what was it, Pugs?
12 seconds.
12 seconds, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be good to go. If you need to pause it, go do it, you know, play a few seconds. And Kruger will do the countdown, and it will be 3, 2, 1, play. When he says play, you're going to play. Kruger?
All right, guys. So here we go. Like Todd said, on play, hit your play button. So 3, 2, 1, play.
And we're off.
There we go.
Universal.
International.
My like 5,000th viewing of this film.
Is this your most watched Godzilla?
I wouldn't say it's my most watched, but definitely probably my most watched Showa era Godzilla film. It's definitely one of my favorites. And just it, like when growing up, like this Godzilla right here that I have on screen, was kind of like the definite like Godzilla of my childhood, just because of how many times I would watch this movie. And yeah, you can see here he's holding his Kong head. I always loved this design for Godzilla too. Much more lizard like than most of the other Showa era designs. And this was actually the first Godzilla to lose the ears. And
I've never asked you, what are your thoughts of the cat ears?
It depends. Like, I don't mind it in OG Godzilla, but when they did that rendition of the Godzilla with the ears in 2004, it was a little too cat-like for me.
I agree. I don't mind them. It wasn't until they came back that they bothered me. What about you two?
I prefer no ears, but I'm fine either way.
I'd go no ears too.
Yeah.
Personally.
It's funny because like even like the Heisei era Godzilla had ears, but they were really tiny. So yeah. Like I like the smaller when they're not as pronounced, but that 2004 version just really fucking looked like a cat.
Yeah.
So is anywhere doing a double feature of this and the new one? Because it certainly makes sense. Like, are any theaters?
I haven't seen any, but if trust me, if I did, I'd probably be out there to just be able to go see, you know, the OG in theaters with the new one.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know. Me and Pugs will be watching it on HBO Max. And
I don't know. Dan may not able to go see it, though.
I already looked if we could rent out the theater because I know we talked about it.
Yeah.
But
I wish that was a thing here after all. But
it is, but I haven't been able to find one with
Not near us, though.
Yeah, they opened up on last Friday.
Yeah, but you can't rent the theater. They have it to the general public just to make more money, you fucks.
You can rent it too.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. They had them for rent here before everything closed. But anyway, we could talk about that later.
I just know I'm going to be glued to my screen.
Me too, man. You know, like watching King of the Monsters in the theater was just so fucking like the I think these new legendary Godzilla movies are must see in theaters. Like, that's the perfect way to experience them. My audio is not too loud, is it?
No,
you're good.
Nah. Yeah, this intro, like, it's funny because the human element to this Godzilla is honestly a little silly. I mean, they get a little silly in a lot of the show era, but, like, just rewatching this as an adult, you know, because when you're a kid, you kind of don't really ever pay attention to the human element. You just, you know, are waiting for the big monsters to beat the shit out of each other.
But I never knew Vince Vaughn's fucking granddad was in this.
Dude, I always remembered like this scene too, because those berries look so fucking good.
Oh, I gotta find it. You see the logo behind him?
They look more like tomatoes.
They use the one in the later. I want to say it's Godzilla Wars. What's the name of the organization in Godzilla Wars?
G-Force, I believe.
I have to look what it is, the one I have. I can't remember which one it's from. But it's got the logo behind, but it's got Zilla on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't remember. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up.
I want an Owen Wilson to pop out now because I can only see Vince Vaughn.
But yeah, it's funny too because like they supersize Kong for this movie, and it's just funny how they're doing that in the remake now. You know, to put him on par with Godzilla, because like realistic, like maybe I can't remember what the original Kong's height was supposed to be, but it was definitely under Godzilla's. Like I think he was like originally supposed to be like 55 feet tall.
They made them both bigger this time around, right?
For the new 2021 Godzilla versus Kong, I think they every legendary movie Godzilla's either gained more weight or gained a little bit of size, like a little bit of height, and now he's gained even another 60,000 tons. So fucking
us fat Americans,
right?
Dude, keep it big.
Have you? It's funny, like when the American Godzilla came out. A lot of Japanese people were making fun of how fat he was. Yeah. And it's funny because you go look, go look back at like Godzilla in the like late 60s, early 70s. He was a fat bitch.
Can we put Wilford Brimley in the suit and just diabetes Godzilla?
Cut off those thick legs.
I think I found the image. I'm going to try to put it up on the screen.
Word.
I still can't believe, like, when I was younger, I never realized the overdub of the voices. It just didn't. Oh. It wasn't a thing that I focused on.
I remember when I was super young, like, I didn't really know how to read, so my dad would have to fucking read them to me while the movie was going on. It was just fucking funny, because, like, when one would curse or something, it'd just be hilarious.
All right, here we go. That's the shirt I have.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
That's fucking dope. Yeah, G-Force, I think, was maybe the Heisei.
Yeah, I don't. The logo reminded me on this one.
Behind them, yeah. So this is funny, too. Like, a pharmaceutical company is going to capture King Kong for publicity. Like,
maybe he cures COVID.
I will say, like, what it sounds like the setup is for the new movie is definitely a better reason for them to fight than fucking Kong getting captured by a pharmaceutical company for publicity.
No, they need that big ass test monkey.
I was gonna say, and that's how we get White Kong pharmaceutical testing.
And the King Kong Escapes actually is pretty underrated and is a sequel to this that continues Kong's story in the Toho series.
Dude, he should have threw one of those bottles at him. Catch.
This dude looks like Kerwin White right now.
You know, you mentioned earlier with the sub or the dubbing. Mm-hmm. I just thought that's how Japanese people talk.
Oh my God, it's Godzilla.
We were super racist doing that shit at school.
Oh, dude, I used to do the same shit.
Stop Asian hate.
I'm not touching that one.
Don't lie, Todd. We did two takes of this, and you said they're enjoying their cat. So don't even fucking lie.
Well,
you're the one that said it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you have a history of this. We can go back into the archive.
Of course, Dan would be the first to make the fucking cat eating joke, you motherfucker.
Next time we'll make it bad of when someone says something inappropriate on a commentary.
If any of Japanese fans are watching this commentary, I'm sorry for Dan's ignorance.
I just said he did it.
And it's not Japanese to eat cat, just so you know.
I love
And the, how do you know cat's not delicious, you son of a bitch? I
love you. You ever see that one? Dan doesn't like pussy. It's a meme. It's said, how can you differentiate from like cows and like farm animals? And like household pets like cats and dogs, and they're like, you don't know me, I'll eat that fucking adorable motherfucker.
So right here coming up, this part's pretty interesting because it's said that this movie's not supposed to be canon to the other two Godzilla movies, but at the end of Godzilla Raids Again, he gets trapped in a fucking iceberg. And his big appearance in this movie is the submarine crashing into the iceberg and him popping out. So I never understood like why they would do that if they're not canon. Like deep down, I consider all the Showa movies canon.
I think that was after Toho always had an issue when America has any part in it. Yeah, right. So because it continues right after. I've always felt it was connected.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, me too. This is such an iconic shot here, though, coming up. And I think at one point you can tell they're using a little toy, which is always great. I like little shit like that always gets me. And this movie's filled with little nuggets like that. Later on in the movie, we actually get the only stop motion shot of Godzilla in the whole series.
We have to point that out.
Yeah, I will. I'll point that out. It's towards the end of the movie and during the final battle. But yeah, there's just a lot of cool shit. This entrance is so fucking good. And like, this is probably one of the most iconic scenes in the movie for me, at least. I always remember this when I was a kid. And this was actually probably about the part I'd fast forward to.
And what does this remind you of?
Wait,
no,
I didn't.
No, Jason's resurrection. In 7, when he's under the water.
Oh, yeah, good point.
There's no ice, though.
He wasn't frozen. There's still...
got chains. No, but shouldn't we see Shelley Winters fucking swimming her fat ass over here?
I never understood this either. What the fuck is this green gas coming out? Like, is that supposed to be Godzilla's blood or what?
Frozen fart. It's fine. Yeah, right.
Emitting... Godzilla just woke up and let out a fucking nasty one.
He's like, woo, morning glory. One good burp and it's, you know, out the mouth and everything's on fire.
I'm like in my happy place right now. Legit. Like, I don't know what, like, as I get older, these movies just mean more and more to me. It's like, just because it brings me right back to when I was 5 years old and I first saw them, you know.
That's why the Showa era is my favorite for me.
No, I like that. That's why actually Heisei is my favorite era, because those are the ones that just like they just finished up around the time I got super into Godzilla.
Yeah. I remember being super excited when, what was it, GMK?
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's Millennium era, 2001. Yeah, that's a fucking bitching movie, bro. Oh, that's such a good one. Fucking Godzilla's like filled up with the corpses of dead World War II soldiers. What the fuck?
I think that's Godzilla diarrhea.
Dude, they hit Godzilla in the gut and he took a shit.
He's been constipated for years. That's why he was just chilling out there. It's like, fuck, it'll pass.
But you know what? It's fine.
Here we go.
He's always hungry 50 minutes later.
You know what? He probably went there because his butthole is on fire and it's a nice cold fucking splash of water.
Yeah, like when I used to pass, like when I used to pass out on the kitchen or on the bathroom floor.
Fuck yeah.
How bad do you want that suit?
Dude.
Any of them.
Like you, yeah, you have no idea how many times I've like actually looked into that shit. Like, fuck, dude. Like, I see so many fans make their own fan made suits now. Like, I've seen some really, really crazy good ones.
You should do it. Try it.
Yeah. Trust me, once I actually get some sort of sculpting skill, I think that will actually be probably one of my first things I want to do.
Well, top-notch special effects from the day.
I know.
Those cochinos. Godzilla coming.
Fucking, yeah, this kid, you know, a lot of people really hate on this King Kong design in this movie, but it's goofy as fuck, but man, I don't know. I love it.
I actually have a couple Godzilla things I'll show at the end of the movie that you might find interesting.
Okay. We'll see if I have them.
Or you could save it for the general show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy, like, the rest of this month is talking Godzilla. Fucking. This is my shit, dude.
Yeah.
I said good day.
Oh, look at the little miniature toys, dude. Oh, so good.
Damn, he didn't even start shit. All I did was break some ice.
They know what he's up to.
It's funny watching this, like, now, like, on a remastered Blu-ray. It's fucking, you can definitely tell everything's like a toy now. And a miniature, but hell yeah.
I guess we didn't have a movie in that era, but I was gonna say just leave Godzilla alone and then he just gets mad,
right? Yeah, this design, they like gave him like frog eyes and losing the ears, I think was a good move, but I actually don't think they went back with them after that.
Swinging dick. Get him.
Can you imagine how fun that shit would be? Just beating the shit out of a bunch of miniatures.
Oh, yeah.
A good day on set, man.
I mean, other than the fucking suit being hot as fuck and passing out every 5 minutes.
When I went to Legoland, that's all I wanted to do.
Just fucking smash some shit.
I even told my wife that. That's all I want to do.
You get the Godzilla sound app on your phone.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Dan can't go.
Look, yeah, he got a restraining order the last one.
You have to have a child with you, so.
Well, you have to walk in there with a child, Dan.
Yes. You have to take it with you.
Not like last time.
Well, Dan's up. Like, that's like bringing sand to the beach.
I love the old tech, too, in these movies.
Oh, yeah. That TV was state-of-the-art. Okay.
What is happening there? Is
Herbert East.
He's fucking pissed that Godzilla's fucking here.
No one got that? Herbert East? No?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, this here... is the pharmaceutical guy, and he's like, I need my own monster. Let's go fucking find King Kong.
Lando, where's she at?
That dude kind of looks like he's getting ready to invade Poland. Just cut down the mustache a little more.
The cool thing about all the bodies of water you see in this movie, too, it was actually just a giant pool. In Toho Studios, it would just be this like huge ass pool, obviously, to make it look like a miniature set.
Where's the Cannibal Holocaust area?
Right. I always thought this part here was actually pretty well done, surprisingly. But them coming up, the wine gag they do with Kong is just fucking hilarious. It's like King Kong's got his vices too, man.
I can totally women. See him like rolling a big old fatty like Snoop Dogg.
Dude, booze and white women fucking Kong up every time.
Kong's the man. Pimpin'.
I agree, dude. Fucking Kong, like, as far as monster goes, Kong is right up there with Godzilla. They're very, very close. Especially that for the first King Kong movie. That's such a fucking masterpiece. Way more violent. Like now that there's a cut, now that there's a cut where they add all the scenes that they cut out, like Kong just massacres motherfuckers in that movie.
And I'm looking forward to revisiting those.
Yeah. Yeah, before, definitely.
Before the new one tomorrow? Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's a serious tan.
It's Asian Gilligan.
No.
We always seem to have natives in this era of Guts.
Well, to be fair, they're on Skull Island, so
that is true. And then the other times they're on Monster Island, so it's always some.
Yeah.
Man, why couldn't Gilligan and them be shipwrecked on fucking Skull Island? That would have been amazing.
Some of these guys are straight up in blackface.
They are.
Look at that. Those are some Japanese people in blackface, bro. What the fuck?
They couldn't have. Look at the dark one right
there. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Godzilla's getting canceled now.
Yeah, right.
Don't jinx it.
They should have just got some Filipinos. Like he's
Why isn't he like waving his hands McMahon style there?
He's at least they didn't put wigs on him.
The hands are up because, you know, that's the.
I've had just about enough of your shit, Gilligan. God damn it. I have man. A parrot on my head.
This is the first time I'm noticing this. Like, I don't know what, like, maybe I wasn't just paying close enough attention, but you could definitely tell it's makeup with the fucking high definition.
I want an Asian Gilligan shirt. I wonder if this guy's dead. I would love to meet him at a convention.
Well, I'm sure if he... Yeah. I'm sure if he's dead, he'd probably rather be at a convention.
If, you know what? If he does do the convention circuit, he better bring that brown makeup. You can pay for a photo. I want it authentic.
So I'm confused. Is he supposed to be a native, or is he just like a dirty...
I think he's like one of I wasn't paying attention enough, but I think he's like one of the like tour guides for the island or something like
that's
that.
That's why he's really brown. The sun.
He just showed up to look at native titties. That's all.
And he wears a hat.
Confronting him here.
Is that your great great grandpa dad?
Everybody's in a damn hat. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but he's a pervert. His hat doesn't make sense to the rest of the environment around him.
His hat's therefore, brown.
It's like you.
And his hat's fucking cooler than yours.
Damn. All these hats.
He can just get his nice.
If you switch to that hat, then maybe I won't have a problem.
The feather hat. That's the one I want him to wear.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
The headdress.
That really colorful one right there.
And you can wear your boa with it too, Dan, you've been wanting to get.
Fuck you, Todd.
Oh, yeah, where's the fucking boa? I forgot all about that.
Oh, dude, he's giving them cigarettes. This is fucking... I forgot about this. Oh, yes.
Here we go. The little kid. Dan's in now.
Too bad we forgot to bring candy.
No, he's like, fuck that. Give me a smoke.
Better not smoke it around home. Oh, thanks for the two of them.
Mom's got one too.
Damn, that chick.
Are they monkey butting it? What the? Is that okay to say no?
In this day and age, I have no idea.
Well, for those of you who think I said something racist, that means when you light one cigarette off another cigarette. Why it's called monkey butting, I have no idea. Maybe because monkeys rub their butts together?
Do they?
We'll just go with that. Hopefully it wasn't super racist.
Requiem for a dream smoking.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Dan and not know I'm being racist. I like to know what I am.
Now, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure there's a giant octopus scene coming up here. And I'm almost 100% positive it's a real octopus.
That kid just wants to go home. He's been working like 21 hours on set.
Yeah, for fucking 300 yen.
On top of the making the shoes and shit, yeah.
We'll let you have one of the hats, kid. Don't say I never gave nothing to you.
Right. Here we go.
Here comes Charlton Heston with the two fucking tablets. Here are the 15, 10 commandments.
I love the chant, though. So iconic.
Coco Beware became from humble beginnings, but soon he would make everyone proud.
That's fucked up, Dan. That is fucked up.
They're doing the wave.
That was worse than the dog comment. Jesus.
Frankie didn't listen. He had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, get down.
Oh, Dan.
God damn, bro. This could be a long commentary.
Fumiko. Nice. Fumiko's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Like that's the one thing I will say about Godzilla films. They usually do have some pretty good looking women in them.
Let's see what Fumiko is looking like these days.
Dan's gonna go harass her on Instagram.
Already. Well, he's like, I'll get a verdict here.
He's like, no, sir, I'm harassing her on Twitter.
He goes to Google Translate. Yeah.
He gets mad at pictures if they don't show boobs, so he can't go on Instagram.
Let's see.
Did they say Ahmed Johnson in New York?
Big T.
Arnold, okay.
Yeah, that does look a lot like that logo. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Look at those computers. Oh, dude, I think this is the scene where I always remember this. He pulls out like this dinosaur book. Yep. I had this dinosaur book when I was a kid.
Oh, nice. I think I did too, actually.
Yeah. I used to love those fucking hardcover.
I'm going through my books now.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I still have it in storage if you want it. If he's feeling nostalgic, I'll send it to you, but I'm not sure. That might still exist.
I remember I had like a collection of those books, and fucking, I went and looked at one day and I was like, holy shit, it's the same fucking one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I always wanted those goddamn berries on the fucking table. shit looks good, bro. Look like some fucking bomb-ass cherries or some shit.
I'm down to try them.
Did you see the some of the marketing for the new Godzilla versus Kong? They got like a hot type of chocolate bar, a banana crunch chocolate bar, and then a Godzilla Heat Ray hot sauce.
Oh, shit.
I'd like to try all of it.
I think you can buy them from FYE.
Yeah, shit. I'm gonna have to just go through eBay.
Yeah, I love stupid shit like that. FYE is a bad store for me to be in because they have so much stuff like that.
Dr. Johnson,
Doc Johnson, isn't that? Yeah, Dan, that's a fucking sex toy company, isn't it? You would know.
He's like, yes, that's where I got my double dong.
Wrapped in barbed wire.
Well, now it is.
Speaking of sex toys, have you guys ever seen the Ghidorah dildo?
No. No, you know what? You might have showed us, Rich.
I think I showed you guys. There's legit a King Ghidorah dildo out there.
I need a refresher. I want to see that.
Todd. So, the actress,
if Dan sends me a link, I could throw it on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Send him the photo of your...
Send it over Messenger.
Your new pen pal.
Hold on.
Before the restraining order.
New victim, yeah. Todd, are you also looking for that dildo, though?
I'm waiting for Dan. Okay, wait. No.
I got you on the dildo.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
She was also... I don't know if we can
throw that one up. What, go ahead.
Is it safe for her?
She also went on to the 1967 James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice.
Did she bring the dildo with her?
I like Dan when he always says, I'm going to show you what she looks like now. Oh, my God, Dan, you did good. I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Thank you.
Well, I was just
a skeleton.
Talking shit.
No, because you always send me stuff and say it's recent and it's old as dirt. But this one looks like it's pretty recent. So
recent-ish. I mean, it could be a few years old, but for into her.
No, 70s. It says this article was last updated. I don't know if this one's, this image is up to date, but it was last updated in January of this year. So, but didn't one of the Bond girls Yeah, you know what? They updated it when Tanya Roberts died. I bet, because that was around then. Okay, here, let me show. All right, where?
He's fucking the wizard gag. I forgot about this. What the fuck?
Airplane spin that shit.
Yeah, I did. That shit's fucking funny. The one thing I do wish they would have, like, I know probably because Toho wasn't, didn't always have the. Oh, nice.
There she
is. She does still look good. Wow.
I'd still hit it.
Shocker. Right on.
Old women need loving too.
Now, what do we do on the other one? Are we showing that one? Where do we?
I think we'd be fine if we just put a glimpse of it up.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's
glimpse of what?
Oh, you'll see.
I can't. How come I can't click on it?
Bad dragon.
Are we posting Godzilla dick pics or something? What's going on?
King Ghidorah. I'm shocked there's only one piece. I figured.
Yeah, they should have. That would have been a better gimmick.
It's a marital aid. Come on. We're allowed to show that.
Oh. Saves relationships and shit. I had a friend that was on tour. They had a suction cup dildo, and they put it on the window, and they'd use it as a hat rack.
That's fucking funny. I can't remember what. There was some, like, porn ad, and somebody had one stuck in the fridge. Just on the side. Oh, here's the octopus scene.
I think you're right about it being real.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's real. And they just probably beat the fucking shit out of it.
For some reason, I can't click on the image to save it, so...
Oh.
Oh, it's being weird. Mm. I can do everything but...
Well, if you want to see it, go on baddragon.com.
Okay.
go check yourself out at a King Ghidorah.
Am I going to regret this?
I'll send you the exact site, Todd.
Okay. That I can do.
Dan's over here being a holdout. He's got all the monster dildos right next to him. I know.
That's what he wants to show.
He's like, nope, dude, mine.
Yeah, that's 100% a real fucking octopus.
Huh. How many times do you think they had to beat the kid to get him to cooperate with this scene?
He grew up over there, so probably not many.
They only needed to put out one of the cigarettes they gave him on the back of his head.
All right.
It's the octopus that killed Frankie.
All right, I don't know if we're ready for this, but here we go. The mayor delayed.
King Ghidorah.
There we go.
King Ghidorah.
How much is it?
Only 55.
Jesus Christ.
And you can pick different colors.
You can. You can make it sparkly. And blue. Dan wants the pink one.
I love that there's like, oh god.
I was gonna say, is there any other monster dildos? Like, they got Kong Dong?
More stop motion right here. I forgot about these scenes. They had stop motion in them too.
They're trying to get to the queen that fucked his mother.
Good old fucking good old 60s green screen effects.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's probably rear projection.
Yeah. If going back that far, yeah, for sure.
Which still can look good.
Stuff like that holds up, in my opinion. Like, you know, Harryhausen movies especially.
Yeah.
This creature kind of looks like the insides of an unclean woman to me.
And Dan knows himself an unclean woman. Or all of them.
Probably smells similar to them too, right, Dan?
Yeah. Pretty close, yeah.
He singles, ladies.
Yeah.
You can use the King Ghidorah dildo on them. He loves being pegged.
If they had a Kong one, he'd so get it. I think Pugs was going to buy it for him.
King Dong, dude, fuck yeah.
Imagine the fur, like how it gets stuck in there. Aw.
We talking about the fur in his butthole or the fur on the dog?
Or does it look bone. Like one of those fucking the dogs, Red Rocket bullshits? Yeah, here we go.
And here's the good old fucking goofy ass Kong.
So this is Kong's first time as a guy in a suit, too.
Yep, this is the first Kong in the suit. And just fucking, he looks so much like Bigfoot. You know what I mean? It's funny, a lot of people fucking think that the Patterson Gilman Bigfoot footage is this suit.
Okay, I know you hate it.
Face hugger.
And I'll let it go. But do you think this Kong looks better than 76 Kong?
Oh, no, definitely okay. Not. You know, and you know
we'll talk about. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to give it another chance. It's been a while.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Just no dinosaurs, man.
The Universal Hollywood thing, when it was there. When he was shaking the thing, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, on the it was they added it, I think, of yeah, to the tram ride. I remember that. Like, I was really bummed out when they got rid of it. But the new thing that they have for the new Kong, I like.
To be fair, they didn't get rid of it, it burned down.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like they're like, let's get rid of it. But
yeah. But the new, like, have you guys been or saw like the new exhibit they do?
I the 3D one, right?
Yeah,
it's fucking cool. The only thing I haven't done at the new Universal is shit closed down right before I could do it was the Jurassic World ride.
Yeah, the new one.
I've been on Jurassic Park.
Yeah, me too. You know, the last time I went there, I literally went on the Jurassic Park ride probably like 10 times. Like,
I can see that happening.
Dude, it's my element. Like, you put me around the here's where fucking they get Kong drunk now.
Fuck yeah. shot.
Right?
Should have been a 40.
He's a lightweight too.
Penny.
Only one fucking bottle. Oh wait, no.
Maybe it's some good shit. Oh fuck, it's tequila.
He should have learned his lesson not to pass out in front of Gilligan. He knows what happens next.
Calm down, Skipper.
Skipper could have taken him without resorting to this.
I love that goofy ass fucking face.
Oh, Dan, he showed you some endearment. Oh, wait, you were talking about Dan.
Fucking. I can't believe these guys are all fucking.
He's yeah, doing well.
Oh, shit.
Been there. Me too.
That's me in the UEW locker room. naked just like that too. I'm gonna have to ask Bob to send me that picture. Oh,
we should throw it up, just censored. Put like a little banana. Or Kong's face.
No, Dan's head. No.
Dan, Shawn Michaels. Just
put Dan's face with his mouth open. It'll be perfect.
Dan, that's your kind of show, right?
What?
That's your kind of show? Indigenous women? No?
Oh, there's probably a few decent looking women there. I can't tell.
Dan jerks off to National Geographic.
I know exactly like he doesn't. Tell me that's not one of your earliest masturbatorial memories.
Back in the old days, we had what we had.
Did you take one home from school?
Of course.
He's not even bullshit. I believe him.
I believe him wholeheartedly.
Dan fucking nothing in his pants in biology class.
Did you take it back?
At the dental office.
Indigenous women love the hat.
I don't know. This one's hot, though. I don't remember the women looking so good in this fucking movie.
You know, if I direct it, there might be titties.
To be fair, you were waiting for the monsters most of the time.
Yeah. No, for sure.
They're all getting ready for a big gangbang.
I'm still trying to find that one kaiju that it's with the it's the adult one. I have it somewhere and I've been looking for it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Let's go. Don't be stupid. Don't be teabag him. Then we'll go.
Oh, you know, in the modern day remake, there'd be some kid with his cell phone that's getting that selfie.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. They better. I would totally do it.
Dude, they need, you know what? If there's not a scene now where somebody's like, Godzilla's Kong's rampaging through the city, and this kid's like, this is fucking awesome. And he just gets stomped on. Fucking needs to happen.
Never right? Should. Yeah. That's how Millie Bobby Brown's getting taken out. She's like, oh, I saved the day. Boom. Ball, bitch.
I'm excited to see that new 4K of the 2014 Godzilla coming out, because I think it's going to fix some of the color issues that the old Blu-ray had.
I still don't like that one.
It's fun.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I liked it when I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it again, and I didn't like it. And I rewatched it recently, like around KOTM, and I don't know. It's one of those ones where it makes you scream, I want fucking a monster fight so much in the movie. And then when it gives it to you, it's actually so satisfying, in my opinion.
I just don't like the Mutus. I think they're lame.
Yeah, you got to really hate you. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. Okay,
I'm trying to prevent whatever I can with it.
I watched it recently because I'm fucking super hard for the new movie coming out, and it still didn't do anything. I'm like, really? I guess this one's just not for me. But King of Monsters all fucking day long, dude.
Yeah.
Dan, are these your favorite characters in the movie? No, not him. The two white guys.
Shut up, Todd.
Yeah. Finally, someone I could relate. Finally, someone that looks like me on screen. That's all. You don't have that much in these movies. We got Raven Burr and these two guys.
It's going to just be like Brie Larson now. That's all it's going to be.
She was in Kong.
Oh, shit. She was.
Dumbass.
Resting bitch face extraordinaire.
Fucking Kong all drunk, passed out. Dude, again, this is people trying to like get me to bed at the UEW arena.
Did you know there is a stoned Godzilla spoof?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. The other show.
Dude, look at those shorts. That motherfucker's cut. Dan, don't you wear shorts like that?
I can rock those shorts.
I would love to see you in this exact outfit, Dan.
Yeah.
With that red armband.
Oh, I wanted him like the guy in the middle. Oh. He'd be looking like Andy Rooney and... No, not Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney in... Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I'm waiting for Kong to just like throw him into the crowd so he can just start crowd surfing.
Why does he have the Nazi stripe on his arm too?
Because Dan is going to dress like him. It's all meant to be.
See? What's up with that?
See, this is fucked up. And they're going to fucking blow Kong's ass up. Like, the fuck?
He's like, man, I'm just chilling at the pool. Why y'all fucking with me?
Dude, I wonder if they're going to remake or redo that. Like, because it already looks like from the trailers they're going to redo that scene in the 2021 one.
It's going to be so fucking badass, dude. What is it, 15, 18 minutes?
Yeah, they said it's like 18 minutes long.
I'm going to cry from how fucking overwhelmed and happy and cool that shit's going to make me feel.
Bro, I'm not ashamed to say I cried in the theater for KOTM. When Burning Godzilla came out, I cried, motherfucker.
Oh, dude, I went when King Ghidorah spread his wings and we see the three crosses. I'm like, I need to fucking high five somebody, but like, I went by myself.
Pazuzu's in there for like a brief second too. The statue.
Even harder. Fuck yeah! Point that out when we watch it. Now I want a taco.
Feel like Gilligan just watched like all the Jerry Lewis movies and just said, "I'll do that."
Yeah, they're probably we want a Jerry Lewis type, so that's what you get.
Fajita.
Oh
man, you fucked up the sweet and sour pork, motherfucker!
You know she's obviously been beaten in her life because
she's like, oh fuck.
She should know better than you're wasting food. Eat it, bitch.
I'd eat her fajitas. Pretty not bad.
Dan, put your dick away, please.
That's fucked up.
They got matching hats, though. That's cute.
Oh, Dan wishes. Too bad she doesn't have a daughter.
Oh, this is better for him.
It's kind of like the girl you want and the girl you'll settle for there.
Fucking Handmaid's Tale over there. I'm on a train.
Oh, there we go.
Look at these fucking hats. Jesus.
Yeah, lots of decorative hats. I guess that was the time in the 60s.
Apparently. I miss being able to wear hats, like good hats, like every day. No, I said good hats, like real hat stand, not like your fucking Outback Jack. Real fedoras, real derbies, real. I'm not a tribby guy. Those are not very masculine. I switched it up. Basically, those hats everyone calls a fedora that's a fucking trilby drives me insane. Because it's a trilby if it has a little bell and you knew some chick who wore it.
Weren't you supposed to get one from like Australia, like that had two alligator teeth or something? Jesus Christ!
I want it. With the way the mail's been screwed up, I was a little leery ordering from Australia, but I'm still gonna get it.
Oh, okay. Should get a red one.
He already has like three. He just doesn't wear them around us.
He's got the hood. That was good. Nice and clean.
General Adnan is deciding how to turn Sergeant Slaughter heel.
That is three, Dan. That's your limit. That's it. because no one knows what the hell that meant.
Bullshit. Everybody knows General Adnan. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on, Kruger, do you get the reference?
Isn't that the motherfucker that was with Iron Sheik for a bit?
Iron Sheik.
Or is that somebody else? Oh, no. He was Iron Sheik.
Wait, well, was he? No. You're right. It was the other one. Point being, it's a very dated reference, Dan.
To be fair.
I thought Kruger may not know it.
I never forget when Sergeant Slaughter turned his back on this country.
It was a big fucking deal. He's not
never
wrong
forget.
There.
Yeah, they had to never move forget. WrestleMania.
Never forget.
By move, they weren't moving any tickets. So, I saw XPW in the same building. That's all I'll say.
Damn.
And it was much better.
Fuck yeah. Oh man, I want to go to the LA Sports Arena.
We can go to church there.
I used to. It was called XPW.
And why do all old XPW buildings turn to churches? Sorry, now I'm doing it. God damn it, Dan.
Well, you're right, because the Olympic Auditorium did it too. And like Marilyn Manson played there.
Godzilla's like, you motherfuckers stepped on a fucking fly.
All he's ever trying to do is chill, and then they fuck it up.
He's just walking around being cool.
He was sleeping. He was chilling in the ice.
Y'all woke me up. And you now you don't want no smoke?
Good old toy cars.
Did you bump this soundtrack, Kruger? Do you own it?
What'd you say?
Are you bumping this soundtrack?
Sure.
I actually have a Godzilla record with the it's not one movie, but it's a mixture of some of the best themes.
Yeah,
they just released a $500 vinyl set of and it's like I think all of the Showa, maybe it's all of them. I don't know. It better be all of them for $500
fucking dollars. Yeah,
$500. Godzilla better suck my dick at that point. Oh. God damn.
I'm not gonna argue. Fucking suck away, Godzilla.
I'm really surprised he didn't ask for a Kong, but
yeah, me too. Godzilla's about to pull a Todd. Said, come here, bitch.
He's gonna go be very polite and respectful of these ladies.
Until he's not. That's how you lure him in.
Exactly.
Well, dude, Kong in the original is a total Todd.
Oh, 76. Wait for it.
I love that he likes to smell that shit too.
Yeah. Holy shit, is he gonna whack off into that plane? Why is she headbutting a rock?
Overacting.
Overselling, goddamn.
That's four, Dan. I'm muting you on the next one.
Shut up, Todd.
He doesn't believe me.
Godzilla just wants to be loved, goddammit. You just took his woman away from him, you asshole.
That's
like she was. He's like she was. He was like she was passed out. It was perfect.
Right. Now that happens, you get an Oscar or get an Oscar nod.
Oh,
she hit me. Uh oh.
His fucking his blackout drunk fucking wore off.
It's like you waking up in the UEW.
Yeah.
Who's rocking the boat?
I pissed on Bob.
Who hasn't pissed on Bob? Or no, Daniel made Bob piss on him. So I can't remember everything. R.I.P. Bob, wherever he is.
Dude, seriously, why does he have like an SS fucking armband? What the fuck is
it's
going
leftover
on?
Wardrobe from Day Without a Day the Clown Died, or might have fucked that name up.
No, it's the Day the Clown Died.
There you go.
If I'm looking right, it has the SS on it. that little black part.
I can't tell. Now I'm staring at it. You dumbbell.
Yeah? He's a businessman, motherfucker. Kong is mine, no.
Oh, shit.
That visual. Kong's like, you try to blow my ass up, motherfucker?
Right. Now they're going to shoot the dynamite just because he woke up? Jesus.
This monster's just wanted to fucking chill. He just wanted to chill and party. Godzilla just wants to sleep.
I'm trying to behave.
I know you are.
God damn it. It's... Now I'm fucking thinking it, you asshole.
Remember her name.
Fuck. I'm just no selling everything.
Long water? Y'all fucked up my weave.
Dude, imagine how big of a bitch it was probably to dry that fucker. Oh my god.
Hopefully they shot this seed last.
Dude, it was probably so heavy too.
Kong's about to treat them like little beaver.
Like who? Little beaver.
Who the fuck is Little Beaver?
Lord Littlebrook. I don't know. Midget porn star.
Was that one of your last victims?
Was she in Creeps too?
In what?
The Creeps.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thought you were talking about my movie.
Yeah, I hated Enemy. The motherfucker's shooting at him, you assholes.
Yeah.
He was just fucking chilling, floating on a floater. On the Amistad.
Cuban style.
He's a simple man. He just wants to lay on the raft and be drunk.
Right. Y'all got any more of that fucking Henny?
Right? King Kong's under my sponsorship. I forgot how goofy that shit was.
I like how you can there tell his arms are just slightly too long. Like you have him longer.
Yeah, just a little too long, yeah.
To make a monkey like.
I'm about to make a wrestling reference because that's what I'm going.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Worldwide. Get him, Titus.
It's okay, Dan. I guess since it's a versus movie, you're okay.
Yeah, it's okay when he does it.
No. Now you lost your privilege again. Just try not to do like Lord Littlebrook and General Adnan. At least do something people like.
Everybody knows General Adnan.
Everybody here does.
All right. Well, because I guess fuck our Iraqi fans and Iranian fans.
There, he's muted now.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Those motherfuckers are way too long.
Right?
It's like
I don't remember him that much like that in the second one or in the next one, but it's been a
while. Yeah, maybe they shortened up the arms a little. Oh yeah, this is great. Fuck it,
bitch.
Good well, old... now his arms are normal. Now I'm confused.
Yeah, maybe there's two different suits.
Yeah, because it'd have to be hard to fight with those long ass arms.
Yeah.
What are you playing head and tails for?
Yeah,
they're trying to see who would have won.
Oh.
Yeah, so there is two suits because now his arms are normal.
Kong's like, you fucking blowing heat ray? The fuck? Bite him. He's not even close to him, you asshole. Kong's like, I'm on fucking fire. What the fuck?
There's a long arm suit.
I hope this is shot for shot in the new one.
It's like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. Fire.
What? Watching this right now, what do I love about it, Pugs?
About this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was no rain.
Oh.
And I could see them. It's like Kong, Skull Island.
You have a problem with the 2014 one, but we'll you were okay with
we'll talk King about that on we'll talk about that on that show.
Well, I thought you were complaining about the King of the Monsters, and I think you're crazy for that one. But if it's the 2014 one, justified.
I hate it when they do a double count out at a pay per view. It's bullshit.
It's a pay per view.
I shouldn't have.
You like that one, Todd.
You've opened the floodgates, Todd.
I did. That was. I should have left. I gave him permission. That is my fault. Dan's going to keep it current. Mention Bob Backlund next.
Our soon-to-be president, sir.
Bob Backlund?
Absolutely.
Wasn't he running in like 94?
It's not too late. It's younger than the current one. It's possible.
I don't know. I think they're pretty close in age.
I'm going to say about a decade difference.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking. Do you know how old Biden is?
I'd say 8 to 10 years difference, because Backlund's probably late 60s. And Biden's late 70s. Or Biden's almost 80. So, yeah, it might be about 10.
Bob Backlund is 71.
Okay, not quite 10, but close.
Joe Biden is... 7 years, okay.
Only one can do a cross face chicken wing.
We don't know Biden's training.
Could be.
It's fucking hilarious. He's like takes a blue chew and he's all ricocheted out.
I see him more of like a Morrison.
Do you think Biden could do a tope con hilo?
I'd like to see it.
I know. I'm encouraging it. I'm sorry.
Too spotty. I don't know.
Liver spotty?
Oh. I mean, but yeah, the whole thing about this movie is they don't have any beef.
No.
Yeah, it's created.
It's literally set up by the humans.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen in the new one too, because like,
yeah, it sounds like it
gave like zero fucks about what was going on in the rest of the world. It's like, I'm just chilling over here. Yeah, all bringing me.
Well, that's like a running theme through all the Godzilla films.
Yeah, basically.
It's funny to keep it wrestling. It's funny if you watch them like from the beginning. He goes from heel to face to heel.
Oh, yeah,
he has all these turns. The he's like, yeah, not as many. Big Show has 33. He doesn't have that many turns. Fucking maybe crazy. Half. Of it.
Well, I believe it's after this was Mothra versus Godzilla, and then after that, I think he starts to turn more babyface, and then through after that turn, the rest of the Showa era, he's basically babyface, and then they do the turn back in Heisei, but then kind of the same thing, he goes back and forth.
I think you got to always start it out with him, like as the the force to deal with. So
yeah. No, definitely. That's why, like, it looks like in the new one, he's total heel Godzilla, and I can't wait to see that. Fucking made Godzilla just trip, you motherfuckers.
And in this day and age, I guess he kind of had to be the heel.
Yeah.
Dan's agreeing.
This is like when all the heels took out Undertaker and buried him.
He's right.
I'm not encouraging him.
It just made me mad, though.
I was gonna come back with the face mask and everything. Now,
fuck,
you're gonna come back with a face mask if you don't shut the fuck up. Next show, your fucking nose is gonna be over here.
The screen's gonna turn black. He's gonna ascend.
Yeah, he's just gonna see me.
You're gonna go and beat Bob.
That's such a good shot.
That's all you got, pussies?
No shit. You guys didn't figure that out already from the two movies before? Oh, yeah. I forgot. They give Kong superpowers in this one.
I
And it's funny because right here for fuck, they start talking about King Kong and he like goes towards electricity for his power. The original script for this movie was never King Kong versus Godzilla. It was actually Frankenstein versus Godzilla, which was came out. Frankenstein Conquers the World came out a little bit later. And the first Frankenstein movie, I believe, predates this. But they changed it with Kong, basically, I think, last minute to try to bring in the American audience. And it's just funny because, like, this was such a big deal in movie history, but it wasn't the original plan.
I would like to see a fucking Godzilla versus Frankenstein. What does that look like?
Well, like in the Toho version of Frankenstein, he's a giant monster, like, you know, Godzilla. Okay. And they actually, Frankenstein Conquers the World, which I believe we will be covering on the Kaiju show. And he fights actually a Godzilla villain in that Baragon.
Fucking A. I thought we were going to get some windmills. I'm like, fuck this. I'm out.
Godzilla always taking out power lines. Like, always.
Godzilla just realized some shit.
Yeah, he's like...
Hit the ropes.
Yeah, right.
Start shaking him.
What's he doing? Shinzo.
I love how, like, all these lazy fucking military people are just sitting back and watching, basically. Oh, they're good. There's the fucking arms.
Worldwide?
Oh.
Godzilla's mad that his WrestleMania payday wasn't what he expected. That's why he just said, fuck it.
Just left.
I'm waiting for Kong to slide under something.
I really want to see, like, this gets off track, but like McMahon laughing at that video because I hear it's fucking hilarious. Corey Graves, when that happened, was fucking hysterical too. Like, everyone could not compose themselves.
Yeah. Well, it was the greatest Royal Rumble.
Dude, we saw Titus O'Neil blush. You know how fucking hard that is?
No comment.
Fuck your house. Fuck your house. I'm not taking off my shoes. Fuck y'all.
Fuck these fucking wires. Yeah, let me eat some of these shits like spaghetti. Yeah, I think this is when he gets his electricity power. So you can see where the Frankenstein, like, would have fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
No, I'm really excited to watch that one.
Yeah, I remember it being good. It's actually funny. The other King Kong movie, King Kong Escapes after this, Mecha Kong was actually a thing before Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
Did it annoy anybody else that Adam Wingard posted the toy of Mecha Godzilla?
I mean, it would have annoyed me more if I didn't see that toy like a year ago.
No, still, he didn't have to.
Yeah, I think him doing it is, he shouldn't have. Like, yeah. Directly no, from him. You. Yeah.
It's because the new teaser or whatever. I don't know. I stopped watching them. Why does Kong have titties all of a sudden? What the hell? You guys just. I just saw.
Was he going like this?
No, like, like the fur around his fucking nipples are gone.
Dan has a strange erection.
Weird boner.
Dan's favorite car.
I'm saving it for Fumiko.
All right.
It's for her eyes only.
Well, she's on her way to her deathbed. Yeah, those arms are. It's funny. I never noticed how ridiculous. Yeah, now they're back to normal.
Doing the Bushwhackers dance there a minute ago.
The way he just punched that fucking thing. What the fuck?
Always got to fuck up a train. Has to happen. Dude,
he's gonna mess up Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Say goodbye to Fumiko.
Who has the best public transportation now? America.
He's like, any white women in there?
Fuck yeah. Where are all the white women at?
There, that's what I was going
to
say.
No.
Close enough.
Still one of my favorite lines in motion picture history.
Good fucking line. That and bitches leave, right?
Okay, that is the single greatest line. Okay. You know. I can't even say it.
That's how sure there. That's how Harvey looked at Rose in the hot tub. Longingly.
Oh, can you imagine?
He wasn't wearing pants either.
Hold my train.
The thing about these movies that always gets me is like, imagine the amount of time and work it probably took to make these fucking sets just to beat the fucking piss out of them. Right. You know?
I think that's what they live for, though, man.
it's so cool. Like, just because, you know, we'd never see something like that nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Miniatures are a lost art.
Yeah, well, there's some. I know there's a kaiju fan-funded film coming up that uses a bunch of miniatures called From Beyond Beyond. It's being done by one of the face-off winners. I think his name is Rashad Santiago. Pretty excited about it. We'll definitely have to check that out. It's going to use a bunch of stop motion, a lot of miniature sets, and a guy in a suit, so. Sounds fucking cool.
Star Wars still use miniatures.
Yeah, stuff. It's funny because everyone gives Phantom Menace shit, and that actually has the most miniatures of any of the Star Wars films.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they just started reusing stop motion and stuff like that in the Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And they use, technically, they use rear projection, just a totally new system.
The volume. Yeah. That's what the place is called.
Yeah, okay.
Kong, I don't think you're going to fit up there, bro. Like, that ain't the Empire State Building, man.
Well, who you calling? Get my drums. Give him a beat. He starts rapping.
Oh. Yeah, they're going to go get him drunk again. God damn it.
The old Cosby method.
I wouldn't listen to him. He's just trying to create the new master race. Son of a bitch.
And Dan knows when that starts to happen. He can smell
Dan knows all about that shit.
Fuck you, Todd.
That was all your dumbass bringing that shit up.
I was talking about that guy.
Your master race, we know.
Fuck you. Damn. Harvey's not giving it up.
Harvey Kong.
Well, now we just need a character. I must say.
I still think he was tripping trying to get Lupita. That's a shirt. Like, that's gross.
Well, then you can flip it and make a. Never mind. I'm not going to say Godzilla can be Harvey.
Don't cancel my glizzard, goddammit. I'm still recovering from Richard Stanley.
I'm innocent until proven guilty. Kinda.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I wonder if they used the close-up shots, if it was like a puppet. Looks like it.
Could have been more in the face.
Yeah, that looks like a puppet, I think.
It'd be funny, he starts fucking crip walking. LGBTQ drum.
Yeah, see, you know this. His tits are out now.
Dan, do you need a minute? I can make your screen black if you
throw some beads at him. Showing him.
Dan's going to pull the beads off of his ass.
We're going to have to make a new intro for Dan, so every time he comes in, he's like coming through the porn store beads. Or do you prefer the Western Doors? Which are your preferred?
Beads were fairly rare. I mean, not really. I mean,
I had a lot with beads. A
lot of Western Doors were
very that was my favorite, though, because I'd always say I'm going to the Western section, so.
The basements were the rarest, but I've been in a few of those, too, back in the day.
We don't have those in California.
Did you tap anybody's shoe? Cruising?
You guys don't have basements in Arizona either, do you?
No.
Yeah. We ain't hiding from tornadoes in these two states.
It's not a lot out here, but
we shit, there out. It is. Worldwide?
Yes, Dan's excited. He gets to be WrestleMania host with his role model. Yeah, brother. Oh, he let her go.
Kong always fucks up, man. He never gets to steal the deal.
They throw that blacked logo at one site. Brazers. No, that's the one that says blacked. It's like it's like for interracial stuff. Dan knows.
I was about to say.
Dan's like bearded guys in hats and big butted women. That's his search on there. Am I wrong, Dan? You haven't searched that exact thing?
Well, I am now, but
at least you're honest.
We could do it live on Patreon if you want.
I don't want to be on that fucking line. Yeah, now okay. they're talking about fucking pulling the atomic bomb on their ass.
Well, they know how that goes.
Yeah, right.
That's how they made Godzilla. What's wrong, yeah. Dan? You don't like talking about that period of history?
Shut up, Dan.
No, he's on the losing side. He's still getting over it.
Dan's getting all sweaty and shit.
This should end with that guy like killing himself in a bunker before Kong can take him out.
What is the Japanese way though?
Fuck.
Yeah, no fucking Luger to the dome. He's got to do that.
The sword. What is that called?
Harakiri.
There you go.
That shit.
All right. No. Harakiri suicide. Seppuku is the ritual with the samurai sword.
I'm gonna seppuku all over Fumiko later.
So you're gonna hack her? You're gonna hack her? Yeah. What the fuck? You're gonna stab yourself with a gut and spray on her?
It's nice. It's like
you can get the job done, motherfucker.
It's the new new thing. Carradine was into it.
Okay, you won me back with that.
Notice how they always have to like fucking restrain Kong.
Yeah, well, it's like you got to handcuff him immediately.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I was saying. Like, the fuck?
Knee to the neck.
There we go. Dan's like, oh shit, I got to leave now.
No, Dan's like, yeah, you got two of them. Use them both. It's a big one.
Dan's already like, he's already ready to tell us when we're done. This is going on Patreon only.
Oh shit, he's gonna get super fucked up. Oh, are you gonna send me on a balloon? I thought we were bringing this shit in.
Dude, I kind of hope they fucking. I don't know what it is about this balloon scene, but I've always loved it, and I really like to see it recreated. It probably looked goofy as fuck, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they could pull that off, make it realistic, but fuck it, go for it. It'd be a cool visual.
Mecha Godzilla attach his ass to a big old balloon and float his ass to space.
Dude, I just like picturing Kong flying in and just like swinging off a balloon, hitting Godzilla with a drop kick or something like that.
Fucking Navy SEAL. Fuck yeah! Actually, yeah, I want that.
Yeah, the ship was always silly, but I don't know. Just seeing Kong fly through the air like this was always pretty cool. And the fact that, that's how they deliver him to Godzilla.
Yeah, from above.
Can we see how many balloons it takes to make Dan float away?
Fuck you, Dad.
I didn't mean forever. Just I want to see how many it takes for you to raise up. That'd be like a good Patreon video.
Yes. Only if I can shoot him like with shoot the balloons with a BB gun when he gets well, like
how,
6 feet up.
How
should
I get him down? Come on. You just shoot him in the dick.
Pop, 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 pop. I missed.
Bad aim.
We'd give you a knife, Dan, so you could cut strings if you had to. Don't worry.
This reminds me of Con Air. Viva Las Vegas.
Fuck yeah. We need some Nicolas Cage in the next fucking Con movie.
That would be funny just to edit this so it's like John Malkovich is looking out the window and Kong just going on.
Make a move and the monkey gets it. Fuck yeah, Con Air. I'm going to show you God does exist. Godzilla.
I love how he's just got like one foot up too.
Like, this is some emasculating bullshit. They got me on her.
Like, they're about to put me in a volcano? What the fuck? Yeah, this is the toy scene I was talking about.
Yeah. Shit, it's on site, homie. What's up?
Let me out, motherfucker. Get me out of these motherfucking chains.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah. this is where the stop motion scenes are gonna come in.
He's like, oh hell nah.
Yeah, I got that fool. Run. Get the high ground. I saw this in
like three random houses he fucks up.
Fuck yeah, this is the best battle in the movie right here.
I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi this bitch right now. Look at him. Look at him.
And for people that believe, or I see a lot of people talk about this online. There isn't two versions of this ending. That's a myth. Kong's always won in the end. It's never been there was a rumor going around for years and years and years that in the Japanese version, Godzilla rises up from the water at the end, and in the American version, Kong does. It's never been like that. It's always been Kong.
Unfortunately.
But truthfully. Our boy is going to get it back this time. Oh, this scene. This is probably my favorite shot in the movie right here.
Fucking prison rape. Shit, he fought off. There we go. Get some.
He barely sold it.
Yeah, you know, he just fucking boom, bitch, right back in your face, motherfucker. Yeah, I love this boulder battle scene.
Yep, there you go.
He's like, you fucking again? Oh, you motherfucker.
Why you spit on me?
truth be told, this all started because Godzilla accidentally stepped on Kong's shoes.
I took that shit personally.
I love Godzilla's victory clap. Oh, shit. Just speared that motherfucker.
Here comes the jackhammer.
Why'd you have to ruin it? Could have been any other spear than that.
Yeah, you couldn't pick somebody cooler. You
Bobby Lashley is the current champion as we're recording this. Like, he does that move as well. Put him in the full Nelson.
Yeah, but he does a flip through it. You know, it's a little different.
Well, they got style.
Dan trying to overcompensate by bringing up Goldberg.
Oh, shit. Just chucked that shit right at his dick. What the fuck?
Oh,
monkey roll.
Stupid ass.
That's going on Botchamania.
So hold up. Time out.
That was like Kruger at the end of the deathmatch tournament.
Dude, that was me at the end of the deathmatch tournament. He's like, I'm going to bury this fool. Like, you dead, motherfucker? Right? Say, I'm bury you more, bitch.
Like, dude, if I gotta get up, I'm gonna fuck you up. So, you better bury me.
Better be 6 feet deep.
Like,
the way he's like smacking the shit out of him. Oh, oh, here comes a stop. Here comes a stop motion shot, I believe. Not yet. Yep, there it is. Angle boot kick. Yeah, and it's funny. Gorosaurus adopted that move from Godzilla in the series after this movie.
Nice.
Who Gorosaurus actually? Is one of the villains in King Kong Escapes.
He must have been watching this somewhere.
Taking notes.
You think that was very effective? He's scouting from the trees.
Oh! Smacking the shit out of him with this tail.
The NBC tail. Right on.
Damn, dude. He's just fucking them's ass up.
Right? There's a fix in this one.
Oh, yeah. And then this is when Kong gets the superpowers.
When did they establish that? That's awesome.
Yeah, they said that at the beginning. Like I said, they said it at the beginning of the movie. But fucking, it makes no sense. Like, that's never been a thing for Kong. It was just a thing for Frankenstein. But they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
That's actually kind of a cool effect, honestly.
He set up like Undertaker.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yep. Good old tail drag. Yeah, this is the shit right here.
There we go.
Dude, he's powered up like show enough.
Yeah, right.
To me, it looked like he was fighting like the kid in the Christmas Story on top.
Yeah.
I love that fucking scene. That bully, fuck him in real life too.
Oh, that's right. You got to eat.
Yeah.
Those good old 60s on-screen special effects. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I fucking dude, if he does not do that in the fucking remake, it's a failure.
I won't go that far, but if when he does do it, it's gonna be awesome. It probably won't be a tree, it'll probably be that axe handle.
Yeah. But oh Judo oh, foot.
Oh. Who lives on this fucking mountain though?
Yeah, dude, these people fucking Richard are so Samuel. Fucked.
They're like, we're going to move down here to be away from Godzilla.
Time to go home.
Well, hopefully they weren't at home. Otherwise, we got a bunch of dead motherfuckers.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Looks like they need private time there.
Running.
Keep that shit over there.
That literally looked like someone playing with action figures.
Oh, yeah. No, it for sure was. Yeah, that's definitely, those are definitely figures.
There we go.
Yeah, back into the suits. Oh, shit.
Cobra Kai.
See, for like a 60s, it's actually choreographed pretty decently.
Some Miyagi-Do. So
is... just throw all this shit at you.
Well.
Yeah, this is a great shot, yeah, too.
It's in a lot of the artwork, too.
Yeah, I have a steel book, actually, and it's that shot.
Yeah.
Of them destroying the... I forget what that building's called. But
they're not even punching each other. They're just destroying the building.
That building crazy. Looked at them both wrong.
They Jenga. Took it personally.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to beat this building, and I'm going to beat your ass after, motherfucker. And then, final shot. Such a... And like, this is a good way to end it, too. When I think about it.
Thinking about this now, do you think Freddy vs. Jason tucked that for their ending coming out of the water?
Yo, I never put the two and two together.
I just, you know what?
That... Todd, you are a fucking genius. I think there may be something there.
Yeah. Except Godzilla should have Kong's head coming out. So.
Nope.
Oh, he does right
there, but.
See,
he
yeah.
does right here.
We'll do our
his
own.
Fucking
ending.
Fins end up as his Godzilla's crown, King Kong's crown. You're all gonna be. You heard it here first from me.
You may want to put me on suicide watch. After that.
You're gonna rejoice for the new King.
Yep. And then the victor pops out of the fucking water. Unfortunately,
it's Pinhead. Now, now, gentlemen.
I love how like you could barely even tell who the fuck it was, too.
Right.
No. I still think it's a little bit disappointing. They never did a sequel to this in this area.
Yeah.
They should have.
I would have liked to have seen Old School 2 as well.
Yeah. But yeah, they, like I think widely among most people this is one of their favorites from the Showa era for sure. And
King Kong yeah. roaring.
Yep. Okay. Well, there it was.
Yep. So that's King Kong versus Godzilla, 1963. And
I'll show you my stuff real quick because it's more relevant to this.
Okay.
Oh well, it's okay. No big deal.
Go for it.
Oh, hold on.
He's chomping at the bits.
Oh, there's his ass demon.
I know. You know, put some hair in it. That kind of looks like Kong.
He's got that Ghidorah dildo attached to him.
All right. Well, since we're all looking now, let's.
Is that Cthulhu?
Let's look.
Yeah, that's what? Cthulhu for sure. I'm fucking. I don't see the. Is the little kid behind the fucking the cabinet over there?
He's wearing the Sam mask. That's what his breathing is shallow.
Yeah, at least he has a Jason plush next to him. That's nice of Dan to give his slaves.
Oh, okay, he's back. Well, you're on solo screen, so we can see what you got, Dan.
Cool. Well, since you're a big kaiju fan, there's a lot of Godzilla people I didn't meet because I missed them, but I think you'll recognize that one there.
Yeah, Godzilla 2000. That's fucking cool.
Sign that one. Also, continuing the kaiju theme. I got to get a new frame because this is a weird-sized photo, but got him. And
her. Oh, nice, dude.
So you cheating on Fumika? Whatever the fuck her name was?
Well, you know how it is. She won't put out.
So. You got confused.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do, and she will.
Well,
oops.
So does that get you excited for the movie? Well, you're already excited, but
I'm so happy that Godzilla, like, dude, for a long stretch of time, Godzilla, you know, there's no movies for a good 10 years. And that was a very dark time in my life. So I'm fucking just glad that I'm glad that from 2014 till now, we've gotten pretty consistently multiple Godzilla, not just like Godzilla versus Kong. Like, I'm very excited for that anime too, like the Godzilla Singular Point anime coming to Netflix, because that's going to be coming just a couple of weeks after Godzilla versus Kong comes out. So it's going to be a good month.
And I didn't realize it was 10 years between Final Wars and the American Godzilla.
Well, that was the big thing. Like, Final Wars was supposed to be the big send off, at least for. And they never said it was going to be the last Godzilla.
They said it was, but they. Yeah, we all knew it wasn't.
Yeah, like the send off for the while. I mean, it, don't get me wrong, great send off, but not fucking. Not worth 10 years of darkness in my soul and life. But, yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this fucking, I'm so happy to be doing kaiju shit on the show, and this is definitely, was a fun commentary to do, so,
yeah. And you've also got your exclusives on, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures as well.
Yep. Yeah, I reviewed three SRS cinema micro-budget kaiju films, so if you're a patron, you can go check those out. And definitely subscribe to our Patreon. We put a lot of great exclusive content up on there. You definitely worth your money. And yeah, so.
Yeah, it took me forever to get it up there, but.
There we go. I think everybody said it, though. It all starts at a dollar, and you get access to almost everything. And we have different tiers, but just a buck, and, you know, we get a lot of interesting and uncensored shit.
Yeah, go check out Dan being his true self on there.
Absolutely.
And there is also, be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Don't forget that on YouTube.
And if you haven't already, go back and watch our 500th episode. It was fun.
Yes. Thank you, everybody that came on.
Sorry, Dan, it's so offensive to everyone. But, all right, on that note, Pugs?
You can follow us across all the social media bullshits. Run every last one of these motherfuckers. Please and thank you. Let's get the hell out of here. Dan?
Guten Tag.
Heil Shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.